From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama congratulated Iraqis for coming out to vote in today's parliamentary elections in spite of violence by insurgents that killed at least 38 people. That's the sound of the morning call to prayer during voting this morning at a Baghdad polling station. The attacks were carried out even though extraordinary security measures were put in place, including shutting down the country's borders and the Baghdad International Airport. NPR's Jamie Terabay has more on President Obama's reaction to today's vote.
President Obama said he had great respect for the millions of Iraqis who refused to be deterred by the violence and made it to the polling stations. In a statement released by the White House, he said he honored the courage and resilience of the Iraqi people who defied threats to advance their democracy. He also commended the Iraqi government and security forces for providing security at more than 8,000 polling stations across Iraq. Bombs, rocket attacks and roadside bombs killed scores in Baghdad and other cities in a campaign by insurgents to scare people from coming out to vote. One of the deadliest incidents was an explosion in an apartment building in Baghdad. Rescuers frantically worked to pull people alive or dead from the rubble. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's defense minister says his country is starting a production line of highly accurate long-range cruise missiles that cannot be detected by radar. The Iranian general told state television that the missile will be capable of destroying targets that weigh up to 100 tons. Iran has often made announcements about new military technology in the past that cannot be independently verified. Flags have been lowered across Chile as the nation begins 3 official days of mourning for the victims of last Saturday's earthquake. NPR's Jason Beaubien describes the scene from Santiago.
Special church services are being organized and flags are being flown at half staff as Chile moves forward from one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded. A weekend telethon in the capital called Chile Helps Chile raised $60 million for the relief effort. International aid continues to pour in. Two U.S. Air Force C-130 cargo planes arrived on Saturday to help ferry supplies into the hardest hit areas. Schools are set to reopen in most of the country tomorrow, although some students will be in temporary buildings because their schools were damaged or destroyed. And the inauguration of President-elect Sebastián Piñera, scheduled for this week, has been scaled back. Instead of a day packed with celebrations, Piñera will spend most of Thursday in meetings regarding the reconstruction. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Santiago.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy promised Greece today that Eurozone countries would help it emerge from its financial problems and vowed a crackdown on financial speculators that Greece blames for its problems. Sarkozy was speaking after meeting with Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou. This is NPR News. The U.S. government has handed an ultimatum to residents of a West Pacific island exposed to fallout from nuclear testing back in the 1950s. Stuart Cohen in Sydney reports they've been told they can either return home by October of next year or have their funding cut off.
56 years ago, the U.S. government set off a 15-megaton hydrogen bomb on Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands. Residents on islands downwind of the blast got no warning, and most were exposed to a near-lethal dose of radiation, according to scientists at the time. They were later evacuated to a nearby atoll, where they've been living in a temporary community. Now Washington wants the roughly 400 islanders to go home by October next year. Over the past 10 years, the U.S. has spent $45 million on cleanup, but the people say much of the land is still unsafe for growing food. American scientists insist radiation is less than the usual environmental levels in the U.S. and Europe, but the islanders say it's hard to believe anything the Americans tell them after what happened more than 50 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences delivers its 82nd annual awards ceremony tonight. Catherine Bigelow is the front runner to win Best Director with her Iraq war film, The Hurt Locker. She's going up against her former husband, James Cameron, with his blockbuster, Avatar. Millions of cable subscribers in New York may not be able to see the award show tonight. That's due to a dispute over money between ABC's parent company and Cablevision. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, switched off its signal to Cablevision customers at midnight after the two companies could not reach an agreement over fees. The companies are blaming each other for the disagreement. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.